Welcome back, guys. PGS, happy Friday to you. Dave Murray joins us from Fox 2. Tim, Dave.
Hello there.
Any big changes?
Nope. No, we can really broad brush this whole thing. There have been a couple of showers and thunder showers around this afternoon. Most of that activity is well to the north and well to the east, southeast now. I don't see much of anything left over in the St. Louis area. So we're fine, other than that the humidity has come back and it's feeling like summertime. So think temperatures in the 80s this evening, dropping back into the upper 70s by the time we reach 10 o'clock or so. And overnight lows will drop to 68 degrees. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, really just more of the same. Partly sunny skies. It's warm to hot. It's humid. And each afternoon could bring a couple of spot thunderstorms. 3 p.m. to about 8 p.m. Spot's the key word. You'll have to kind of look hard for them, I think. There's going to be a heck of a lot of dry time. I just don't want you to be surprised. Kind of pay attention to the sky. Be ready to get inside. They last a couple of minutes. Go on back outside. Enjoy the fun. Upper 80s on Saturday. Low 90s on Sunday and Monday. Actually, on Sunday, we might even get up to about 95 degrees. So that's certainly on the hot side. Alberto has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. Looks like it's going to be a major player in the form of heavy rain and flooding for the central Gulf Coast, panhandle of Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Sunday, Monday of this week.
Think it's going to make it this far north?
It's going to be really close. I think it could get as close as the Tennessee Valley, as the actual low pressure system. That would spread clouds our way and should spread some showers and thunderstorms our way Tuesday, Wednesday, especially St. Louis south and east. But it's a long way off. Let's get it on land, and then we'll really be able to tell what's going on.
Cool. Theoretically, if someone's going to the Lake of the Ozarks this weekend, which many people do.
I'm sure many of our listeners are doing that from North County.
Many of our listeners
with
would
three
do that.
Children.
Is it about the same forecast?
About the same. Yeah, yeah. Lake of the Ozarks, Wren Lake, Mark Twain Lake, Carlisle Lake. All those about the same kind of concept.
There you go.
The tropical storm/hurricane will not be a factor anywhere in Missouri and Illinois this weekend.
Softball season starts in a couple weeks.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, man.
Really?
Close, you seem especially excited.
Yeah.
About what?
Again?
The corner.
Oh, the corner?
You had things highlighted in front of you.
Oh, no, that's the...
That's the thing.
Oh, well.
Don't look at the word. You almost screwed it up yesterday.
I didn't almost screw it up.
Yeah, you did.
I almost rebelled against Whitey.
Okay. Tony mentioned it a little bit earlier about Jefferson Barracks and the scouts putting the flags. If you've never seen that before... It is amazing. So over 150,000 people buried at Jefferson Barracks.
Yeah.
My mom and dad are there.
It is an undertaking to get that done.
And when you see it done,
they hit them all?
I believe they do.
Yes.
They hit it, and it's amazing, just the picture of it. And it's going to be, Tony mentioned that, it's going to be crowded. There's a lot of people coming and going, but it's thanks to the scouts for doing that. It's really, really cool. So I'm going to give a shout-out that's going to turn into the whole closest corner. I went to... the Guitar Center today to get a...
Guitar?
No.
A center.
No.
A pick.
No. A Cajon pedal.
Mm. It's hard. Guitar Center's cool, isn't it? They got a lot of
They got everything.
They got so many
They got lots of ukuleles.
They got lots of 16-year-old kids playing Crazy Train poorly.
Oh, I know. It's called the Guitar Center.
That's it. So...
That's a fact.
A Cajon, do everybody know what a Cajon is?
Nope.
I have no idea.
I gave one to Dave.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little box that you can sit on.
Oh, yeah.
And play.
Oh, fun. Yeah, I know what that is.
Okay. They've got kick pedals like they have on a bass drum that you can get for your Cajon.
Cool.
So I was looking for one of those. So I went back to the drum department. There was a gentleman there who was...
bought drums at the guitar.
I know. He goes,
can know it's a drum dummy. Center.
He goes, what are you doing here? And he was actually putting a head on a new snare drum. Anyway, his name is Tobin. And this guy might have been the best employee I've ever run into in my life. This guy went so far out of his way because they had a couple there and he's showing me stuff and he's like, and he was having a bad day. His computer wasn't working. He had left his phone, but he gave me information, helped me out, the one I wanted. He called another place that he knew the guy and said, hey, this guy here's looking for this. Have you got? He goes, I think they have one. Gave me the guy's name, location, went there. I mean, the guy just went, I've not been super served like that in a million years. And to me, it just, again, when you talk about it so many times, were you talking, Dave, the other day? People just, you know, you go somewhere, you don't even get a thank you. They don't even get acknowledgement. Oh, one of the drive, you said one of the ones we really like and didn't say it. So when you finally run it, and I know I've done this before, but it just still amazes me that when you get somebody that's good at their job, and the guy, like I said, was having a bad day, everything's falling apart around him, he still took the time to do all that and help me out and just super serve a customer. And I didn't even end up, I bought a pair of sticks, but I didn't end up paying the other thing there. It would have been more expensive. I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I just, you know, and it's, and Rach brought it up. To be nice, it's not that hard to be nice. It's really not a stretch. Just to be able to say something to somebody and, like, you know, put a little effort into it and all that. Mm-hmm. And how many people, you know, and I get it, a lot of people don't like their jobs. I get it. We're lucky.
Yeah, but I worked retail for a long time. And the second I figured out that when you're engaged and you try to find what the customer needs, it makes the day go by faster.
Yes.
It makes the job more pleasant when you just do the job rather than doing whatever you can to get out of working.
Agreed. It's just so much easier just to kind of smile and go along with the plan. And I don't know. I guess what it is, what's so surprising is how much it stands out. It should be the norm, but it stands out when someone takes the time and effort to do something like that. So, Tobin, you the man. I appreciate
that. Sorry you didn't buy the thing, Tobin.
Yeah.
Did you tell him you're going to say this?
No, I did not. But you know what? If you know Tobin at the Guitar Center over in Crestwood, you tell him I said hello. He is, I mean, he's just a really, really good guy. And I'm hoping that he soon will own the Guitar Center. And we'll change it to the Drum Center so I know where I'm going.
It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Right.
Like, he has a heart of gold, so they just give him the Guitar Center.
Go ahead, it's yours. Just and Tobin Center.
I wanted to say that's inborn, which is not accurate. It's not what I'm trying to say. But it's, he'll be like that in 10 years.
Yes. Agreed.
You know,
agreed.
It's, we can all have good days and bad days.
Right.
But his floor is much higher
than
most people's floor.
And I would bet that it's not even something where they had to go, listen, you need to be, you know, because you can tell when you get an employee and they go, you need to be better to customers. Okay, can I help you? You can just tell they're cutting a tude, man. They don't want to talk to you. The people that naturally just, I'm sure when Rach was at Radio Shack and selling all that stuff, same thing. Just friendly, easygoing.
Yeah. On the other end of the spectrum, someone in my circle of experience, have literally never heard them say a good thing. Have literally never heard them say a positive thing about their job. Mm-hmm. Although I've heard them say many things on a daily basis, bad.
Okay.
That amazes me more than Tobin.
How about outside the job? Are you just saying job-wise? I mean, because some people...
I don't know the person outside the job.
Okay. Okay. Why would you still be doing that job?
That's a great question.
Why in the hell would you still be? And
that
I go,
that person is gonna would if they had their dream job, they would do that.
They'd still be they'd be kicking. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But it's like I don't understand. I hate this job. I don't want to. Then don't. There's every story we get is like there. Everybody needs employees. Every store's got a help wanted sign in front of it. Go somewhere else. Why torment yourself? Better yet, why torment your coworkers?
Or that does apply to like pretty much everything in life. Like, I don't like this situation. I hate this. I've recently been in a situation like that. And it like dawned on me like, oh, I could just take the reins here and change it. If I don't like it so much, all I have to do is take action and take the steps to make it better.
But there's people like to bitch and moan.
Right.
They live to bitch and moan.
And it's kind of, man, what were we, it's like gossip. It's like the more you complain, the more that breeds complaining.
Yep.
It's easier and easier.
Rach and I have been talking about this lately. She made a really good point the other day that when you're faced with a decision, let's just say a life decision, because we all make decisions every day. Like, you might get a latte or a cappuccino, who cares? But a life decision. So often we think of them as, if I make the wrong one, my life's done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think I use the example of like a choose your own adventure novel. Yeah. Like if I choose B and it's wrong, then the adventure's over.
Yeah.
And that's just not how life works.
It's not how life works.
In fact, does it ever go that way? Are you going to make a decision and say this is it? This is a life-changing decision. Is that ever really? Is there not a decision that you, short of, you know, I mean, where you can get out of it? I don't care what it is. It's relationships.
Or adapt.
Our adapt, our housing, our jobs, our friends, our what you're eating for dinner.
Yeah.
But so many people, you're right. They look at it and they go, oh, and they just freak. they freak out trying, and some people just, they can't pull the trigger. And they just go through life missing a lot of stuff because they can't pull the trigger, which seems odd.
I think
also.
That's a lot of it. I think that we do, we all to some degree, and some of us to a large degree, believe that superstition that we're telling ourselves, that there's so much riding on this decision. And God knows they're very important decisions. Mm-hmm. But there's so much riding on this that it will all go to crap
right.
if yeah. I don't make the right one.
I think a lot of times that's self-esteem. Like, I should just go with the, or like keep going with what I have here because I'm not good enough to fix this. If, you know, if I remove this one piece from Jenga, it's all going to go.
Yeah.
Like, I can't rebuild.
And you know, one thing I've learned, and Dave, I'm sure he'll agree with this. I've never had anything in my life, not one thing of significance, like, wonder what law school is going to be like. I wonder what that resort in Playa del Carmen is going to be like. I wonder what this relationship will be like, this job. I've never called it accurately once.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, yeah. it's no, like no. whatever.
You never, what, no, then that's what you said, the one word, adapt. You've got, because you can get just stuck in cement if you just constantly say, well, what if I did this, this might happen. If I did this, what if, oh, maybe I just won't do anything at all.
I love Teddy Roosevelt, one of his quotes, and I'll botch it, but it's the best thing you can do is make the right decision. The next best thing is to make the wrong decision, and the worst thing is to make no decision.
No decision.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, really
perfect.
True.
Yeah.
You're better off making a decision, and you look right. back and go, I picked the wrong one, and then you do something else. Thanks, Dave.